Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What is Demai? And the answer is, that's the answer. What? Let's start again. What is Demai? And the answer is, that's the answer. We'll try one more time. What is Demai? And the answer is, Demai is Da Mai. That's how we touch the words. Da, this, Mai, what is it? We're not sure what it is. Okay, that's the taich of the word demai. But, like, what does it mean? What is it that we don't know what it is? So we'll get back to that in a moment. First, you know what tevel is? Tevel is things that grew and we didn't separate any trumas and maestras yet. Are you allowed to eat tevel? No. You have to first take off trumas and maestras. What is it that you have to take off? Well, there's truma. We're still going to see there's different types of truma. Standard truma is called truma gedoyla. And that goes to the kohen. How much do you have to take off? Min ha-toira? Chita achas peteres esekri. One piece of wheat powders a whole pile. But the chachamim gave a shear. Someone who wants to give with a full heart, he gives a 40th. We'll see more about that later. Okay, so truma goes to the kohen. Then there's Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is 1/10, and it goes to the Levi. The Levi has to take 1/10 of it and give it to the Kohen. So let me just ask you something before we go any further. Truma can only be eaten by Kohanim. Correct. What about Maaser Rishon? Can that only be eaten by Levim? And the answer is no. Anyone can eat Maaser Rishon. Then there is, as we explained, Trumas Maaser. When you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi has to take off 10% and give it to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Maaser. And who can eat Trumas Maaser? Only Kohen. Then there's Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni means you take off 1/10 of what's left after you took off the Maaser Rishon, and you bring it to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it for money, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then you purchase foods according to certain halachas. So every single year, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and the answer is no. In the first and second year after the Shemitah cycle, there's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And as we have seen many times in Masechtas Peah, the third year, it's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Fourth and fifth year, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Oni. Seventh year, Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Okay, so the third year and the sixth year, instead of Maaser Sheni, after Maaser Rishon, there's Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani means Maaser for the poor. In Masechtas Peah, we learned some of the halachas, how it's distributed to the poor. So let's get back to Demai. Demai is what is it? What is it that I don't know what it is? You're very clear. Either it's Tevel or you already fixed it. The Ami Horatzim generally took off for the proper Maestras. Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent out agents, sent out Shluchim. They came back and said that a lot of people just don't know their Ami Horatzim. And although most of them take off Trumas and Maaser, some don't. Actually, to be more exact, they all took off Trum and gave it to the Kohen, Trum Gedol. But there were problems with the other ones, the other Maasers. Okay, but Roiv did it right? Yeah. Isn't that true in HaTorah we rely on Roiv? Yes. But because Tevel is such a serious Isser, Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a takana. Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his Bezin made a takana. You can't just say, Roiv Amaratzim, give Maestras. You have to take some action on your own. Okay, so I walk into my neighbor's field. He's an Amaratz. I'm buying Peiris from him. So you should know what you have now is Demai. That means it's a suffix. We're not 100% sure. So what do I have to do? You just told me I don't have to take off Trum and give it to the Kohen. That I assume he did. Yes. They know eating Tevel, where you didn't take off Trumah, is Misa B'dei Shemayim. B'mezit. What they don't know is the same as true if you didn't take off Trumas Maaser. Also, with Truma, they felt there's really not that much that you have to give. So we're pretty sure they took off the Truma Gedolah. We're reasonably sure that was done. But all the other Maasers I have to take off? Technically, yes, but we're soon going to see there are a lot of kulois, a lot of leniencies. Some of the Maasers you have to separate, you don't have to actually give it away. Bez Hashem Yisbrach, in the course of the Masechta, we're going to see exactly what has to be done, how it has to be done, but that's what Demai is. Demai is payers that are purchased in Am Haaretz, And besides the Truma Gedayla, I have to take some action on my own to make sure that the other Maisers were covered. Now, there are many leniencies when it comes to Demai. And this is how our Masechta begins. Hakal and Shema Demai. These types of things, if you buy it from Am Aretz, you could be Mekel, you don't have to separate Demai. Hashisin, wild figs. Varimin, the type of small yellow berry. V'Uzradin, a certain type of apples. Ubenai Shuach, these are white figs. The Batnura tells us over here, it takes 3 years for it to fully ripen. Uvenai Shikma, this is fruit that came from a fig tree that was mixed with a chestnut tree. The Noivlois HaTamara. These are figs, says the Batanura in the first pshat, that don't ripen on the tree. You pluck them off, and you pile them up until they get ripe. Some say it's figs that the wind blew off before they ripen. It's the second pshat of the Batanura. V'Hagufnin, these are grapes that never fully ripen. Matur explains to us they're left on the vine, even after you cut the other grapes. The anitzpa, that's a caper. It's the bud of a flower of a certain type of berry. Why is there no demai by these things? And the answer is because most of the time these things are hefker. It grows in the wild. Something that is hefker is not mechuyev b'maisros. Now, I can't be sure that when I'm buying it from the Am Aretz, he took it from hefker. But there's a good chance it comes from hefker. And even if it didn't come from Hefker, we did say most Amaratzim do take off the proper Trumas HaMaisrus. So this is called a Svek Sveka, a double suffix. Maybe it comes from Hefker. And even if it doesn't come from Hefker, I'm still dealing, as I am throughout Masechta's Demai, with the possibility, or the probability even, that all Maisrus were taken off, because most of them did. So under these circumstances, we're saying to the person who bought it, you don't have to take off any more Trumas HaMaisrus. This is not Demai. Now, we'll see more about this in Masechta Shviyas, but Eretz Yisrael was divided more or less into three. There's Eivor HaYarden, that's one part. In Eretz Yisrael proper, west of the Yarden River, if you look at a map of Eretz Yisrael, the way we look at a map, it's on the right side of Eretz Yisrael. The river goes from top to the bottom. But in Eretz Yisrael proper, there's the upper part, or the northern part, which is called the Galil. And lower down on the map, that part is called Yehuda. Certain things were pretty much hefker in one, but not in the other, so you had to know. Ubi Yehuda, in Yehuda, the Chachamim said, over here you can assume the following is okay. You don't have to take off any extra Trumas HaMaisrus. Ha'oig, the type of berry that comes from a tree called a sumac tree. In Yehuda was not considered important. So the Batnur explains something very interesting. Chaymetz is vinegar. So vinegar in Yehuda wasn't important. Zakta Batnura, that there was a time that the wine in Yehuda never turned into vinegar. Because they used that wine to bring the sachem, which was poured into the Mizbeach. So normally vinegar is wine that became vinegar. If none of the wine ever turned into vinegar, if they had that bracha, so where'd they get vinegar from? And the answer is they would soak grape seeds, soak it in water, until they had some type of vinegar they made out of it. So it wasn't chashiv. Now this is only when there was takasil nesachim. Once they were mevatel the nesachim, they no longer had the schus. To pour nesachim on the mizbeach, the wine started turning into vinegar. So the vinegar, even in Yehuda, was regular wine vinegar. It was definitely not something that came from hefker, didn't come from some grape seed that no one really cared about. It therefore would be mechuyev in regular demai. But in the times of the Nesachim, vinegar in Yehuda was something you didn't have to give demai from. Vayitra says the Mishnah, the hakuzbar. Dictionary definition, coriander. It's something in the carrot family. These things in Yehuda were generally hefker, and therefore again you had the double suffix. Maybe its hefker was never mechuyev b'maisrus to start with. And even if it was grown in a way that it was not hefker, it could be the Am Aretz took off maisrus. Rabbi Yehuda says, getting back to the list at the beginning of the Mishnah, kol hashisin p'tur, and all wild figs are potter from the halachis of demai, chutz mishal dufra, except for the dufra ones. What does dufra mean? It says about tanur, it's actually a combination of two words. Dalad yud vav in Greek means two. The pei resh aleph means peiri. These are fig trees that produce figs twice a year. Kala rimen peturin. So rimen, we explained, are these small yellow berries, certain type. So they're all patur chutz me rime shikmoin. Except those that come from shikmoin over there was very chashiv. Or akloponim chashiv enough. Kol benoy shikma peturais. So if you remember, what was benoy shikma? We explained it came from a tree that was a mix between a fig tree and a chestnut tree. Chutz min ha-mustafos. So to batanura, these are ones that ripened on the tree to the point that they actually split open. They're very chashiv. It's considered a higher quality. So we don't think that it's hefker. We think it came from a privately owned farm of fruit trees, from an orchard. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that Yesod, although most Amoratsim took off all proper Trumas and Maisris, the only thing we're really sure about is that they took off Truma Gedayla. There are other Maisris you have to take off when you buy it. It's called a Mai. We'll see later exactly what and what you're supposed to do. But for now, the Mishnah told us that in certain situations where there's a double suffix, because it could be what you're getting from the Amoratsim wasn't grown in a private place. It came from Hefker, so there's no Chiyuv Maisris anyway. We rely on the Svek Svek, a suffix that it comes from Hefker, where there's no Chiyuv Maisris to start with. And even if it was grown through a private farmer, could be, and as we explained, it's probable actually that the Amoritz did take off all the Maisris.